have had teams out in various areas just assessing damage and seeing what's out there.
Jay Bonifide is chief of communications at the Red Cross for Western New York. He tells WBFO News they are ready to help residents affected by flooding and power outages. Last night, the Red Cross set up an emergency shelter at the Rapids Fire Hall on Plank Road in Lockport.
It's going to be colder. People may not have heat if they're without power or if their house was so damaged by flooding, they may not be able to be there. So we, our volunteers, I was there last night. It's still open.
Red Cross assessment teams are working in communities most affected by the ice storm and flooding. Bonifide reminds citizens to continue to take extra caution when approaching flooded areas.
If you encounter water on the roads as you're driving, you really should turn around. It does not take a lot of water to sweep up a person or a car, so the Red Cross would encourage everyone to stay safe.
Tips for flooding and power outages can be found at redcross.org. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.